pretty dancing girl.
Vitami Vas, and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now. This is Dennis Swatek here once again, glad to be with you, and looking forward to bringing another great show of classic Texas Czech polka and waltz music. And you're probably going, wait a minute, what did he say there? Czech Classics Then and Now, what is that? Well, it's the same great show, just better. New year, new website, new server. I thought, what the hell, why not? New name. So the same great show, just with a new name. So from this point on, enjoy Czech Classics Then and Now. Like I said, glad to be here and glad to have you with me. Looking forward to doing a good show for you. Starting things off there with the Edna Polka Boys. From Edna, Texas, right outside El Campo, doing those Pretty Dancing Girls, and featuring the vocals of one Joe Zetka Sr. there. And actually, this show is going to be a tribute to Joe. Joe is a good friend of mine, played with them for many years, and unfortunately, Joe passed away last fall, and passed away last August, and I've been meaning to get around to doing the show. I didn't even find out till the end of September, so it was already October before I even had a chance to do a tribute. And then you know, one thing after another came up, and I actually wanted to do this in December, and just I didn't feel that was an appropriate time to do it. But got a little more time now, and I'm ready to do this. You know, it's a good show. I think you're going to enjoy it. Like I said, Joe was a good friend of mine. I only knew him, you know, really knew him for maybe about 5 years or so when I was playing with him in the Bobby Jones Orchestra, and would see him from time to time after that for a few years, and probably hadn't even seen him since about 95 or 96. But it hurt me a lot to find out that he had passed away, because I always enjoyed his friendship, and you know, he was a mentor to me. For a while, somewhat of a father figure, and just a good friend. And so we're going to honor him today and celebrate his life in music. So get ready for a good show. Like I said, started things off with the Edna Polka Boys, and we're going to feature some more music from that album, one called Elisa Polka, which I think was probably recorded around 1980 or so, because I know I started playing in the Bobby Jones Orchestra in 83, and Joe and his wife Teresa and his son Joe Jr. or JoJo had already been playing with Bobby for a year or two at least, and they were all in the Edna Polka Boys before joining Bobby Jones, so I'm assuming that album was recorded about that time. But I think you're going to enjoy it. Some good stuff here. I don't really know the lineup of this band. Like I said, I'm assuming, you know, of course, Joe, and I'm pretty sure Teresa, his wife, is playing bass. I definitely know Joe Jr. was on accordion. I think Joe had a brother that may have played with him, maybe Tommy is the one I'm thinking of. And other than that, I'm real not sure. But it's a good album. Good album. You don't hardly ever hear this on the radio. It was just by luck I happened to come across it. But some good stuff. I think you're going to enjoy it. So let's get on into it. Start things off with, what do we got here? Ah, yes. One of my favorites. I think you'll enjoy this one. And this song definitely dates this album when you hear the lyrics. You'll know what I'm talking about. Good old polka number one called No Beer on Sunday.
Tender holler, no beer today, no beer today, you can't buy beer on Sunday, no beer today, no beer today, you gotta come around on a Monday. Thank you. that spaceship. Oh, yeah, Mocheshenyi. Spisha lebone spi. Lebom yene slishi. Oh, yeah, Mocheshenyi.
With arms to hold you.
lips to kiss your tears away. Hang my picture in your heart, dear, and I'll come back to you someday. Yes, I'll get back to you someday.
Chili spill, we play our turn for the picnic meal. We drink their shiner because it's beer. We even drink all kinds of beer.
Chili spill,
that's the place where old friends always meet.
Chili spill,
had people dancing in the street.
There you have it, the Chili Spill Polka. I always get a lot of comments whenever I play that. For those of you who may not be from Texas or South Central Texas area, Chili Spill is a festival every fall, usually in October, I think. And can't remember where it's at. It's either Cuero or Yoakum or Gonzales, one of those towns down there near Fayette County, or Lavaca County, rather, excuse me. And that's a song that Joe wrote about it, and I just love the lyrics on that song. It just cracked me up, and that's one of the things I loved about Joe, is his sense of humor. Real quick before that, we heard Hang My Picture in Your Heart, another little influence that Joe had on me, one that we play with our band still. Looking for My Sweetheart Waltz, and like I said, started that out with No Beer on Sunday. Now we're going to feature some songs from the period that I knew Joe and played with him in the Bobby Jones Orchestra, now known as the Bobby Jones Czech Band. But recordings you're going to hear made 1984 through probably 1986. And I want to apologize in advance for the quality of some of these recordings, but these are all home recordings made by myself, or I think some of these came from JoJo. Just recorded live on stage, you know, on a little portable tape recorder. That was all the only recording we ever did. We never released an album or anything, so that's the only recordings I have of this band are from those ones I made when I happened to bring my tape recorder along. But I really wanted to play some of these and let you get a feel for what we did in that band, and let you get a feel for Papa Joe and how he played. And, I mean, he really influenced me a lot as far as playing style and just, you know, the attitude to have playing in a polka band in Texas. When I first started playing with them, I was still in high school and then went on to study music at UT. And, you know, a lot of the stuff I was studying, I was actually taking trumpet lessons, and the kind of music I was used to playing was classical or, you know, study etudes, things like that, which are very technical in nature. And so you can kind of hear that on some of the music. My style's a little more rigid, whereas Papa Joe just kind of let it rip, you know. And you can definitely hear the difference between Papa Joe and myself. But, you know, that kind of stuck with me, though. He kind of opened my eyes up. You know, like I said, I hadn't played, that's the first time I'd ever played polka music. I hadn't even heard it for years after my parents got divorced until I just happened to join the band, and that's all in my bio. You can read all that garbage in there. But, you know, really kind of showed me how to play with a little bit of attitude and how to loosen things up. And I still do that to this day. There's still certain songs that we play in the Czech Melody Masters where I really try to emulate Papa Joe's style. Some of the things he did, I still play note for note just because I enjoyed the way he played them. So I'm going to feature some music from the Bobby Jones Orchestra from the 80s. Like I said, a little rough, but I think you'll enjoy it. Definitely get a good feel for what we sounded like on stage. And so let's kick it off and let Papa Joe do one. An old favorite that we still feature in our band, old Floyd Tillman number called Each Night at 9.
Each night at 9, Horton County Brass.